So we're settling, feeling at home with the body. And taking some time connecting with the motivation, the confidence we have in the wholesomeness of awareness, of mindfulness. And we begin with the simple, sustained, present moment awareness. To help us remember that the continuity of mindfulness is mostly about what we're not doing, dropping the mind's habit to analyze and figure things out, to compare, to judge. See the great value of this quality, this fact of awakening, of investigation, being interested in things as they are. Or more specifically, being interested in the continuity of simple presence. What strengthens it, what gets in the way. Energy rises up to meet every experience. It's the willingness to meet, to know the way that it is now. It's all the effort, all the energy that's needed. It's just the energy needed to know what's already here, what's already true, moment by moment. And the interest takes the attention more deep into what's subtle, not just the surface. Sustained present moment awareness and periods of sustained silent present moment awareness. And then when it feels appropriate, sustained focused present moment awareness. And tonight, in particular, a wonderful and appropriate object for focusing is the experience of rapture itself, the joyful interest, this quality of aliveness and wholeness that becomes, in a sense, part of the attention. Allowing the whole mind and body to be colored by joy, touched by joy. Remember, much of the art of developing samadhi, this great, beautiful balance of mind, is knowing what to pay attention to and how to pay attention to it. So in particular, we need to begin to recognize beautiful, wholesome qualities of mind, the seven factors themselves, and to both appreciate the wholesomeness of these qualities of mind, but without forcing or grasping in any way, allowing for a natural development of balance. Being interested in serenity, tranquility, being interested in stillness or concentration, being interested in equanimity. Not missing these beautiful, subtle qualities of mind. So if you're doing sustained, silent, focused awareness, aware of the breath coming in and going out, also aware of the mind that's knowing the breath going in and out, aware of the beautiful balance of the mind that knows the breath going in and out. Remember, you can call on any of these seven factors simply by remembering them, helping to bring it online as an active quality in the mind. Helplessness, a sense of helplessness, is the most common expression of delusion, thinking there's nothing we can do. experiment and gain confidence in the strengthening of the different factors, just as we can gain confidence in the abandoning of the hindrances, too much dullness or restlessness, greediness in the mind, aversion in the mind. So experiment, or even be playful with the seven factors, playfully remembering them, learning how to feed them, to strengthen them, to bring them to perfection, where they're a resonant quality in the mind. And in a general way, assess if the mind, if your mind prefers the energizing factors over the tranquilizing factors, or vice versa. So we just get the sense of the habits of mind, even around these wholesome factors. And make sure to cultivate a taste for all seven factors.